start by congratulating the Labour Group on their majority and to wish them well in serving the people of this borough for the next 4 years. I hope that we will be able to continue to work in cross-party ways, but I think it's also right and healthy that my group continues to provide an effective opposition. We'll all remember those of us who were at the last council meeting, the warm words about the value of challenging and debating different policies and ideas. And we all know that some of those very worst councils are ones which don't have a good opposition. In fact, you might suggest that the administration had won here because the opposition was just too effective. So challenging, questioning and scrutinising does make councils better. And that's why I am disappointed that the Labour Group's first action has been to take away the role of the overview and scrutiny chair from the opposition. It won't lead to better decision making. And in healthy democracies, including in Parliament, it's right and normal and proper for the opposition to take a lead in the scrutiny function. I do hope that this decision will be reconsidered over the next year, not because of power or status or money, but because of all that good stuff we discussed at the last council meeting, that scrutiny and opposition and competition build a better borough. Another point which I hope will be considered by the council over the next 4 years is the role of the civic mayor. It is time to have a look at whether that should rotate between political parties. Now, I know that this has been discussed by many groups over the years. I gather that the Lib Dem group suggested it when we were running the council, but I suppose when numbers of councillors were very close and the key casting vote of the mayor would make a difference, it wasn't something which would necessarily work. But things are different now. The administration does have a larger majority, and it's only right in different circumstances just to think about how you can be fair and give all councillors in this borough a chance to serve the whole borough and not just their wards. The role of mayor is a civic function. It's not a political responsibility. It's not about pursuing the goals and political priorities of the administration. It's not about exercising or even sharing power. It's a non-political job. And many councils rotate the office of civic mayor without any problems. I would hope that we'd all agree here that there are councillors from all parties who are respected by all parties. People we can think of who would serve as mayor with dignity and with fairness. Councillor David Noakes is absolutely one of those members who should be considered for leadership in civic life. His political party should not be the factor which decides a non-political role. I lose count of the amount of pensioners who say to me, "How is that lovely David?" And so I've got no doubt that he could do that side of the job very well. But actually, it's David's integrity and sense of fairness that goes to the core of his being. To be honest, sometimes his ability to see all sides of a situation drives me a bit mad. But that's also what residents and I love about him. That he always listens, that he embodies that phrase without fear or favour, and that he cares about this borough, its history and its future, with quiet passion and brave honesty. I very much like and respect Councillor Chopra. He will serve the borough well because I suspect he may be elected as mayor today. I know he will work hard. But in the same way that I appreciate that Councillor Chopra will serve well, and I actually wish to support him in that role, I would have hoped that Labour members might appreciate Councillor Noakes or councillors from other parties could also serve well. Maybe not today, but perhaps next year or the year after. The mayor's motto is united to serve. Now is the time we could actually think about how we do that. Rotating the mayor would not do the administration any harm. And actually, it would do the borough some real good in uniting. uniting and serving.